And from music mergers to money, the largest monetary gift ever given to a cultural institution was announced today, and the recipient is us, NPR. The late philanthropist Joan Kroc, widow of McDonald's founder Ray Kroc, gave more than $200 million to NPR. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with NPR's executive vice president Ken Stern, who, we should note in the spirit of full disclosure, is the boss of us all here at Day to Day.
Ken Stern, why did Joan Kroc give the money?
Mrs. Kroc had a long-standing relationship with KPBS, our great public radio, public television station in San Diego. And through her relationship with KPBS, she was introduced to NPR. And she had a belief in the national conversation that is public radio. And she believed in that there was more that public radio and NPR could do to bring others into that national conversation.
Is this what's known as a restricted grant, meaning it has to be used for the study or coverage of one specific issue?
No. One of the most extraordinary things about Mrs. Kroc is that in the hundreds of millions and perhaps even billions she gave away in her lifetime, she often placed great faith in the companies and the people she was giving to. The grant is for our endowment, but is unrestricted as to what the proceeds could be used for. She had faith in NPR, its management, and its stations.
Last month, after Joan Kroc died, the San Diego Tribune wrote this of her. At almost every social function she attended, Kroc would be hit up to support one program or another, yet she more often chose to invest in causes for which the agencies never sought funding. Was NPR in the latter category? Did this donation come out of the blue?
It came out of a result of a long, extensive relationship she had with public radio through KPBS and the staff and station there. And it came as a result of a conversation that KPBS initiated with Mrs. Kroc and with us about the power of NPR, its potential, and what it could contribute if it was given this type of transformational gift.
Whatever the intention of the grant, will the effect be to move NPR away from relying on government funding?
NPR receives no direct federal funding, zero. We do receive about 1 to 2% of our budget annually through competitive grants through the Corporations for Public Broadcasting or other federally financed agencies. But it's a very small part of our funding. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting does provide significant support to local stations for local service, but not for NPR, and this won't change that relationship. But and one of the key messages here is, Mrs. Kroc did not see this as a substitute for other revenues for public radio. She wanted this to be additive and believed in the importance of continuing to support public radio, especially local public radio stations, through congressional appropriations and through other means.
In a year's time, when I tune on to NPR, will I be able to hear a difference as a result of this money?
Well, I wouldn't give it a year's time frame. There are many months before this money actually comes to NPR. And this is a transformational gift, and the challenge for us at NPR, for you, for me, for everyone else at NPR and public radio, is to figure out the great things so that 3 or 4 years from now we can look back and say, Mrs. Kroc's legacy changed public radio for the better, and we can point to some specific things. And we're going to be in a conversation with our stakeholders over the next 6 months about what that will be and how to accomplish it.
Ken Stern, Executive Vice President of National Public Radio, thank you very much.
Sure, my pleasure.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.